program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design and hosted by Leslie Lovell. For the next 60 minutes, we'll cover everything related to making your home a beautiful environment. The phone lines are open at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll-free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's make your home a home. Here's your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, and welcome to the first show of Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell of Town Center Interior Design, and I'm here today with my co-host, Pam Adams.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Pam. First, let me tell you what the show is going to be about. We'll be talking about subjects relating to everything we do in our homes, how we live, how we decorate, what we eat, how to take better care of ourselves, how to entertain, landscaping, and gardening. Coming up is a special guest this week, Mr. Dean Rubino, a local artist who does some fabulous work. And I think Pam had a question for me.
Well, Leslie, what has happened this week in the interior design world?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is a client that asked me to renovate a bathroom for her. And she asked me about some vintage bathtubs that I could possibly find for her. So I went online to a company called VintageTub.com. That's VintageTub.com.
And what did you find there, Leslie?
Some great things. And one of them was a cast iron slipper clawfoot bathtub. They have many styles and colors, amazing faucets in all different kinds of finishes like oil rub bronze, brass, nickel, chrome, and the company is a great find. And I also found another couple of companies, Pam, that I thought were wonderful. One was called Renovators Supply, and they are a really good source for vintage products of all kinds. And then I brought a catalog with me today of a company called Van Dyke's Restorers, and that's VandyKes.com. They are wonderful for doorknobs and hardware and all kinds of things for the home that you could, you know, just can't find anywhere that are kind of old-fashioned, but really are with the times today because people are doing a lot of renovating with older products and mixing the old with the new.
Well, speaking of renovating, do you want to talk about the architect's home that we just redecorated?
I would absolutely love to talk about that home. A little bit of background on him. He has been a very famous architect in our town for many, many years. In fact, I think he got here in the 1950s and graduated from BYU. Really smart guy, and he has done some of the major buildings in Las Vegas, churches and the telephone building and all kinds of wonderful things. Well, his style is mid-century modern, and at one time in Vegas, we were building a lot of those, like 1950s homes. And
very contemporary.
Yeah, pretty contemporary. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of Swedish twist on it, Swedish modern twist.
Right.
And he asked us to do a mid-century modern home, and a lot of the things we found were just such great finds. Some were some beautiful wood chairs we found at West Elm, which is out there in Green Valley. I don't know what that shopping mall is called out there by Whole Foods, but they've got a shop out there, and it's absolutely wonderful. And we found these wonderful white bar stools with chrome bases that looked fabulous in the house. And Pam was scouting around one day in town and found an amazing abstract rug with all kinds of fun colors in it, dark reds and black, and just amazing rug that looked great in the living room.
I think it's his favorite piece in the house.
I do too.
He loves that rug.
And Pam, I'd like you to tell about those beautifully comfortable chairs we found in the kitchen.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're a black sort of velvet chair with chrome arms. They're real sleek looking, but extremely comfortable. And we got two of them for his kitchen area, eating area in the kitchen, I should say, because there's also a bar with the stools. But right. They're beautiful, and he loves those chairs.
Yeah, he had some classic pieces too that we just redid because they were so old, and but they had a great look about them, like some chrome lounge chairs that he had with a spoked back, and we just absolutely love them anyway, and we use them, and we always try to use what we have.
Well,
first.
I think that's real important, Leslie, because you're able to save people when on money. Wise when you can go and refurbish
Absolutely.
A piece that's real special to them rather than buy brand new all the time.
Yeah. And you know what I really liked is that we used his art that he did himself. He's an artist.
Yes, he is. And a very nice, good artist
Isn't
at that.
He? I thought so. I think he did a lovely job. He does a lot of outdoor scenes. I think one of his dog did some scenes with people on horses. But they're really cool. And they worked in the environment
right.
pretty well in his music room. We use those. He's also an accomplished pianist. This guy, like, does everything. He's amazing. Then he asked Pam and I to do his tree. I'm going to let you talk
yes,
about that
but
a little bit.
Yeah, before we talk about the tree, I would, down the road, you might be able to go to Leslie's website, which is towncenterdesign.com, and we should soon have some photos up of this home we've been telling you about in the mid-century modern style there so that you could see that. Now, regarding the tree
right.
this is something we've been doing this holiday season, helping people decorate their homes and get ready for the holidays. So this this same gentleman, we did a tree for him and brought in some beautiful colors, a lot of silver.
Yeah, those leaves we found, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Ralph Jones Display, which is quite an institution in our town. I think they're third generation on Fremont Street.
Oh,
and,
it's an amazing place.
It's an amazing Christmas store.
Everything you'd want for Christmas
so
is
cool.
in that store.
Yeah, and we found these enormous silver leaves that were just so beautiful. They were all webbed mm-hmm. and big. I mean, so we made a big statement on the tree in these giant blue, cobalt blue ornaments that we mixed in with the long spiral silver ornaments we found. And then we stuck some birds in there that were gorgeous in the blue color.
Mm-hmm.
It just was marvelous. And we did it on a tree that was flocked so that you could actually see
it
the color.
It was white flocking.
Some white flocking.
Absolutely stunning in this mid-century modern home. So you've got a tree that is basically the tips are flocked white with
right.
silver crystal and cobalt blue. Just
oh, my
stunning.
God.
Stunning
gorgeous.
Tree.
And we found the little crystal, should we say, if we found those crystal snowflakes?
Well, you know, we found, didn't we find that Walmart had some amazing
yes,
selections?
I couldn't believe it. We were shocked. We went in to buy the tree and we found these, we were like, oh my gosh, Walmart has come a long way. And
exactly.
Steel blue colors and turquoise and yellow greens. And they had whole sections of just one color. So the thing I want to say about decorating your tree is that you don't have to do the traditional thing you've always done, red and green. You can follow the colors in your house. And believe it or not, they're out there, which is amazing to me. I had never seen such a good selection. I was
Absolutely.
Really surprised.
And then you get a really cohesive look with the colors in your home.
Yeah, it looks amazing. What's that one thing, Pam, we wanted to talk about, the themes for, the kickback attitude on that new client I went to go see for the website company.
Oh, yes.
I
uh-huh.
went to see a client of mine who I know for quite a few years, and she's a young girl and is very hip, and she designs websites, and she is so good at what she does. And she said, you know, I want you to create a theme for me for my office, and I want my employees to feel very, very relaxed and very, very creative. I want their psyches to just think about how creative they can be with their website. So I came up with a couple of looks, and one was I called a Soho look, which is kind of following downtown New York City, the way they do the lofts down there with the exposed brick and naturals, natural fabrics, natural woods on the furniture, very light. Maybe some big, big poster art. Which,
I love that look.
Oh, it's
such
a cool
a good
look. It's so New York, you know. But you can bring New York to Las Vegas. There's no
of
reason
course. Well,
you can't.
We have a lot of
yeah,
New Yorkers right here in Las Vegas. that's
right.
for sure.
We've done that. But that exposed brick I want to talk about, that look that you do on the wall for interiors, there's a company here called American Stone that does a very thin veneer brick. It's not the kind you use on the outside, really, but it's great for inside. So if you want to do a brick wall behind your bed or one in your office or...
It's just veneer?
It's just like uh-huh. a veneer,
right.
but it's very,
facing,
very thin.
I think
yeah,
they
it's like
call
a facing,
uh-huh.
like a fascia.
Right.
And it's not thick like you would put on a house for protection.
Sure.
But It makes an amazing statement because it looks like, oh my gosh, look at this brick. Where did it come from? Mm-hmm. You can get looks like the used brick, you know, instead of that just real new looking red brick. It's a great look. So that definitely is a fun look.
And so you suggested that look and then another as well?
I did. And I thought that doing a very bright office would kind of wake people up using very bright colors.
Colorful, modern approach.
Very modern, uh-huh. With maybe, you know, a lot of chrome and glass, which is, believe it or not, is still in fashion. It's got a new twist to it now, but it really works.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we'd put some leather in the entry, maybe in a funky color. Instead of like doing white or black, we do maybe a turquoise or a lime green or something. Just when you walk in the door, it says wow.
So more, you know, of a high-tech look then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think so. And color's so great. You can do some fun things with color. Not to be afraid, because a lot of people are saying, oh, I love beige and it's so safe. But you know, life is too short to be that safe.
I agree.
We need to get crazy just a little bit.
So in this instance then, the client will end up making the ultimate choice of which way to go with this design for the office, right?
And you know, sometimes when they come to you, even though they're very creative in their own field, which she is, she's brilliant.
Uh-huh. This is a website designer,
right? Yeah, website designer. She does this every day with her folks, you know, her people that work for her. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to decorating their own space, sometimes you get this kind of mental block. I even do that. When I do my own space, I like to have my dad, who's been in the business like 55 years, there go, Dad, what do you think? Because we do this every day, and it kind of gets old to look at yourself and do the same old thing. So you want another opinion.
Absolutely.
To go, hey, what do you think about adding this color or that color?
Right.
So sometimes that second opinion is vital.
Oh, and it's important. Sure.
Yeah, and it really refreshes you. It makes you feel good.
I agree.
So, Pam, I have a question before we go to break today about your company a little bit and what you do. And there's a very fun thing you're doing right now with cooking that I want you to talk about for a minute.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, my company is called At Your Service in Summerlin. It's a personal service company, and I do service other areas other than Summerlin. I service the entire Las Vegas Valley as well. I have a new client who has recently hired me as an independent contractor. The company's called Bistro Blends of Napa Valley. I have a background in cooking and catering, and so it's actually a real passion of mine. And they have hired me to do a monthly recipe using their product line. Bistro Blends of Napa Valley, they offer top quality extra virgin olive oils and balsamics that are infused with herbs and spices. I'm doing a recipe a month for them utilizing their products. And I might say too, Leslie, these are terrific holiday gift items.
Oh, they sure are.
They have a gift pack for the holidays that's wonderful.
Isn't that great?
You just couldn't beat this as a gift.
How do we find them, Pam?
Well, you can go online to bistroblends.com.
Great.
www.bistroblends.com.
And can they find your recipes on there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just can tell you there are a lot of recipes online already.
Good.
New ones are added every month.
Awesome.
We've just come out with a brand new product.
Love it.
So
I love
that. Have fun with that.
That's going to be a lot of fun to talk about each, you know, week when we get together about your new creations, because I love to taste them.
Well, and
you love to cook them.
I'd love to tell you about the very newest recipe. Maybe we can do that after the break.
Yes, let's do that. Anyway, we do have a wonderful guest today, and we're going to come to him in the second portion of the show. His name is Dean Rubino, and he's a local artist that I absolutely adore. His mom actually showed me his work at a meeting one day, and I said, I've got to get to meet this guy. He is just so wonderful. His work is colorful and bright, and he does a lot of sports figures. And now he's got this new look that he's doing with buildings and trees. And it's just amazing. The colors are outstanding. He has a lot to tell about the way he paints, why he paints that way, what his medium is. And he just has a whole lot to tell. So I'd be very happy to introduce you to him and learn about some of our local artists here, which I plan on doing during my shows, is to talk about people, introduce you to people that we haven't known before and met before, because we haven't had them have the exposure that we'd like to give them. And I'd certainly like Dean to be one of those people that you might contact. He also does things for personal, you know, homes. So if I were to hire him, or you were to hire him, he would do something that fits your home, or would do a family portrait, or anything such like that. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll see Dean and talk to Dean. And you're listening to Leslie Lovell from Town Center Design on Home Sweet Home. And we'll be back in a short time. Thank you.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas' premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email her at leslieallovell@gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home. The phone lines are open at 731-1230. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back. We're back to Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell with Town Center Interior Design. I'm here with my co-host, Pam Adams, and my very special guest, Dean Rubino, and I'm so happy to have him here. Not only are you cute, but you're smart, and you're talented.
Thank you, Leslie.
And that's a good thing.
Thank you.
If you would like to tell me a little bit about your background, I know you're a graduate of UNLV, and you have a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree.
Yes.
And been a Vegas artist for over the past decade. But talk a little bit about, you know, what brought you to this town, what brought you to this point in your life to do the kind of art you're doing?
Originally to this town, family, and so I went to UNLV and went to the fine arts that way. So,
good.
But it was a journey because I started off in back east, starting with advertising.
I could never have told that that back east accent. Would that be where back east would that be?
Oh, Long Island.
All right, Long Island.
Yeah, I started in advertising design originally, and a little bit of graphic design, and then. Found myself out here, and then I was doing fine art, and which is really weird because I never really painted until maybe my junior year of college.
Wow.
So it was something that just took off.
Did I hear you say, Dean, that you started doing art and painting and drawing when you were about 10 years old or younger?
No, more like three or four.
Three or
oh
four.
My gosh.
Oh, my goodness. So
jeez.
It is. It's an innate talent.
Yeah, I was actually, my mother said that in nursery school I was painting when everyone was outside playing in recess. And
that's wonderful.
But I didn't realize I was going to paint until later on, because I actually did more like black, you know, charcoal drawings and sketches and black and white and nothing with color, which is kind of weird.
What happened to your Crayolas?
Yeah, I just, I don't, for some reason, color wasn't my thing.
Really?
But you know, and then I had to take an intro class. You needed it for a credit for, you know, your degree. And I was like, oh, great. I got to take this painting class.
Oh, yeah.
And about 2-3 months in, I had my first commission piece and I fell in love with it. So
is that awesome?
Weird thing.
So today, what do you do the most of, Dean? What type of painting and art do you do?
I do a little bit of everything. I like to be versatile. I like to do a series of 3 to 5 on whatever topic. Mm-hmm. And I have so many ideas. And but the styles are like, there's two different styles. One style is more very vibrant, bold colors,
right,
with a lot of movement,
right,
with a lot of long brush strokes. So I could take a portrait or a still life object and make it look like it's moving and have such
beautiful,
a moving or a 3D effect to it because of the brush strokes and the
it's
action.
It's an action piece. Yeah,
yeah. It becomes more of an action piece. Yes.
Yeah, Marv, you know what we love, Pam and I, in your portfolio, in your hardcover little book there, is the coffee cup thing that you did.
The coffee mug, yes.
That is, you got to talk about that a little bit.
Was that a coffee mug magazine?
Yeah, it was a friend of mine owned a coffee magazine in 2006. It was a national magazine, and I had done about 6 covers for that. So, and
it's amazing.
And each cover, I try to do a different, completely different style. I didn't want to have the same style throughout. I wanted to change it up, do a little pop art, do a little abstract, do a little bit of caricatures, you know, show my versatility. And basically, I had a lot of fun with that.
I bet you did.
You know, yeah.
I bet you did. I know. What medium do you paint in? What kind of products do you use?
Mostly just oil and acrylic, but okay. I'm in love with the oil. Oil is my favorite.
Do you really love that the best? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like the oil better?
It's just sexier, richer.
Oh.
you know, it just has such a
texture.
Yeah, texture. But I like the fact that, see, there's a difference between acrylic and oil, and the difference is that oils you mix on the canvas more than the palette.
Oh.
Of course, it's always wet and it stays wet and it doesn't dry. Sometimes it takes weeks. You have
really?
To use a lot of different mediums to maybe dry faster.
Sure.
So if you put black on the canvas and you hit white, it turns into like a charcoal gray. Where acrylic, whatever you put on the palette and you put on the canvas afterwards, it doesn't change. It doesn't
That's
vary
it
as much. That's where
right.
it is.
So the color stays truer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead,
Dean,
Pam.
How do you get your inspiration then for your paintings?
Well, that varies for me. It depends on what's going on in my life at that moment in time. It depends on good things, bad things, feelings,
sure.
and all that kind of stuff. So that
it's
that's
emotional.
Really emotional. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes if so much is going on in your life, you want to do a loose painting. You know, because you want to just have an outlet to feel loose, so you
mm-hmm.
do it that way.
Exactly.
If you're having a good time with your life and things are going, you kind of want to go back to that tightness because you're so used to that rush. So you go back
yeah.
to the confinement. So it's weird. That's why I change it up so much. I think it depends on what's going on in my life personally,
exactly.
and then with
exactly.
other people as well.
But you definitely do have a very unique style that's all your own, and it's
yeah,
quite amazing.
I've worked hard on that.
Yes,
yeah.
you have.
I
yeah.
wanted to say, too, since the audience can't see you, we know you've been painting since you were 3 or 4, but ladies and gentlemen, this is still a young man.
Yes, you are.
How old are you, Dean?
I'm 38.
Well, he's a young man to us. And he's got a lot of talent.
Yes, and I do have a question for you, though, Dean, that
sure.
I would like to know who your favorite artists were when you were growing up. I mean, were there certain people you looked at their art and said, well, that's cool. I mean, I really like that.
There's 3 of them, and there's three of them are very different.
Mm-hmm.
I think very early on it was Norman Rockwell.
Oh.
And I think because his
Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, wonderful.
Because there's always meaning and substance and feeling. And it told a story.
It did.
And it became a conversational piece then more than art.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Yes.
And that Thanksgiving piece he did for Saturday Evening Post is unforgettable.
Right.
And that is such a cool
piece. Brings back so many memories for me. My father worked for the Saturday Evening Post almost all of his life.
I know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we have a lot of Rockwells in our home.
They're worth something now, all those covers, right? Mm-hmm. So if a client comes to you, Dean, and says, you know, I want to commission you to do some pieces for my home. And let's use this scenario, because a lot of times I get bachelors that really don't want to do family portraits. They just have a very contemporary outlook on how they want their, you know, their condo to look or their home. If I were a bachelor and I came to you and said, Dean, you know, what can you paint for me? How would you kind of work with him?
First, I like to get to know the person. I like to know their interest. I like to know what they like, what they feel. I mean, feeling like. Just how they look as a person, all that comes into that, you know, and even going to their house. When you walk into someone's house, you get a feeling of what kind of person they are.
Exactly.
So you want to, that's basically, and then their accent colors in the house, their pillows, what's around the house, what colors are around, and try to use those colors in with the painting as well. So that's
smart.
What I try to do.
That's smart.
I take in everything.
The
five senses kind of thing.
Yes, sight, sound, smell. Yeah. You know, when I go out on a call, too, I do something very similar for the first time. I really look at what people have lived in prior to my day there.
Right.
And sometimes I ask them if I could look in their closet to see what color clothes they buy. It's a little invasive, but, you know, a lot of people will say, yeah, come on, look. They'll say, oh, excuse the mess. Well, we all live that way, so
right,
who cares?
Right.
But, you know, I really want to see the colors that they choose. And if they have a lot of black and white, they're usually pretty on the contemporary side.
Right,
you know,
yes.
But if they have, like, turquoise sticking out or blues, a lot of blues or a lot of greens, I usually can tell because they'll be attracted to that in a mall or in a store. They'll say, oh, there's a green shirt I love or, you know, green pair of slacks. So you're right about that.
And it's funny because someone that likes just the black and the white, you know, sometimes they're scared. So when you do something for them, I do it very subtle and I'll still throw a color in.
Yeah.
And you never think they would like it, but they do because you're actually forcing it on them and they didn't realize how good it could really look in their
house.
It's
gorgeous.
Anyway.
I know.
So and when you put it in there, you have black and white in it, but then you throw a little bit of color, just a little bit of something in it.
Yes.
Gets them, it's almost like they took the risk with you.
Yes, and it's exciting to do that.
Yeah.
Because when someone walks in your home, they go, wow, look at that punch of red or that punch of gold or whatever that color is. And it's just amazing. I do a lot of clients that like family portraits done. So how do you handle those?
Well, I don't do the traditional way of portraits.
Okay.
I mean, I start off that way like everybody else did. But I feel that's like, I mean, and nowadays with the computers and stuff like that, Photoshop, you can just change it around and print it on a canvas. And to me, it's not art as much as it used to be traditionally.
Right.
So I try to use my style where I maybe ask them about certain colors that they like, and I try to use them in my style in the movement and the action and the vibrant colors, which Leroy Neiman is the reason why, I mean, I love color so much. Because he can use them with any object, anything, and he can use any color, and there's no boundaries. And I don't like boundaries as much.
Yeah.
You know? So I usually tell people, you know, I only do portraits. Look at the ones I have done already. I mean, I won't do as crazy, but I still need some leeway.
Creative genius.
Creative, yeah.
Yes, we like to call it that.
I have my signature, I have my style, and I'd rather sacrifice not doing it.
Right.
And doing something. Like, I mean, would you want to paint something you don't enjoy painting?
No.
You need to enjoy some of it.
That's true. And you've spoken like a true artist because sometimes it's very hard to explain concept to people, even though you draft it and you show them all the samples and the colors. It's still, if a person's a lawyer or a doctor, it's really hard for them to imagine that, you know, you will be doing something that they haven't seen before and accepting that look, that concept. So it is a little hard. But part of our job is also psychologist and salesperson, and we have to sell that concept.
Absolutely.
And say, look, you know, this is my form of work, and this is what I did you know, this is the before and after, and this is like a little light sketch, and then this is it colored in. This is how beautiful it can
and that's
look.
Why I involve my clients as well, and I show them the whole process.
Yeah, you have to.
I think it's important.
It's an education, actually. And I love the part of our jobs that's education.
Right.
Because, you know, we're out there teaching, you know, people that are professionals in their own field, and we're teaching them to go ahead and understand another industry that they had, you know, they don't have anything to do with.
Right.
So that's kind of hard for people to do. You know, if somebody asked me to be a lawyer tomorrow, I couldn't do that. So
I don't have the training
to do it.
Right.
But we have the training to from art school and design school to give them the correct advice.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really important.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just love the art world. It's just amazing. I want to tell you a little story that you might find interesting,
okay,
too, because I want you to come on all the time. I think it's going to be fun, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But years ago, I did the Citibank credit card operation up on West Sahara. I designed the interiors of that.
Oh, wow.
And I hired and commissioned an artist who is not any longer in Vegas, but I know he's still with us on the earth. His name is Roy Purcell. And he was very famous Las Vegas artist. And he did a lot of Western things, you know, very different than your
right.
look. But he had a way of working with color that was so just his. You know what I mean? He didn't want to vary from that color. And Citibank's logo color was blue. And he, when he heard I wanted to do blue, he just was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do that color. And I said, Roy, you have to. I picked this print that was absolutely beautiful that was wagon wheels. And I'll tell you about it when we come back. But we're going to take a break right now. And we're with Dean Rubino, our artist here today as a guest. Pam Adams, my co-host, and Leslie Lovell with Home Sweet Home and Town Center Interior Design. We'll be right back.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas' premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams At Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back with Dean Rubino, our featured guest artist, and Pam Adams, my co-host, and I'm Leslie Lovell with Home Sweet Home and Town Center Interior Design, and we're having a ball here talking to Dean about his gorgeous work, and we do want to talk a little bit more about this Roy Purcell thing just for a second.
Okay.
Because it's fun. We got Roy to actually do his own thing and add my colors. So that kind of worked out pretty cool. And we incorporated the blues because Citibank had to have their blues.
Right.
We did this wagon wheel scene with women lifting up their skirts, going through the mud. It's enormous in their lobby. And it turned out amazing. So I am so happy that I fought with him a little on that color, but he did come around, and I just think he's just the most amazing artist I've worked with in a very long time. So I really respect the fact that he really, you know, put it out there for me and
right,
work
right.
with me, because sometimes it's hard for an artist to do that. They
it
have
is,
their
it
own
is.
Ideas.
I mean, what I'll do is I'll go 75% that way, but I still have to add a little bit of my something to that painting.
I hear you.
Just,
I know what you're
means,
saying.
It just, and then a lot of times they're like, wow, I would never thought to do something like that.
I know.
Or, wow, that's amazing. You know, so you still have to stick to your guns to a certain degree.
And you know what the big different thing about working with a designer, Dean, other than just a regular person out there,
mm-hmm.
is that we have the insight of the client too. You know,
and right.
we can work together and say, I'll say, Dean, you know, this client really likes this kind of thing, and show it to you, and then you can get a better idea of
yes.
their concept of what good design is like. You
right.
know,
yeah.
So that's pretty good. I want to ask you a favor, and I'm hoping you'll say yes to this, but I would like you periodically to report to us, if you can, at the station about upcoming art events that you think our listeners would love to come to, and of course things you're involved in as well. But I know you have a little something to say today about an event that's coming up.
Oh yeah, once a month, it's the second Wednesday of every month, the Bellagio, the Las Vegas restaurant, Art and Wine, they have like an art and wine event.
Oh, cool.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the art director, Teresa Tiberti, and the wine director, Jason Smith of the Bellagio, have put together this event. It's once a month.
Uh-huh.
And the one coming up is December 14th.
Okay.
And it's called A Sense of Place. It's landscapes from Monet to Hockney.
Wow, lovely.
So, and you can buy tickets online. It's Bellagio.com, restaurants, art and wine.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I
so
love
it's something
that.
Nice.
Is that slash art?
Yeah,
and wine?
Slash art.
Okay,
yeah,
so say it
slash,
one more time so they can go
it's,
online.
It's Bellagio.com/restaurant/art-and-wine.
Okay, that sounds great. Well,
awesome.
That's a great event to go to, I'm sure. So
yes.
you'll try to keep us posted on certain things that come
yeah.
up, you know, during the month that we think, because, you know, you don't always hear everything that's available to you. And we'd love our listeners to be able to go to as many events as they'd like to. So, and I love the fact that Smith Center is opening. I think that's
yeah,
going to be
I'm
amazing.
About that. I'm
I mean,
about
so
that.
Wonderful that we have
we
this cultural center.
We definitely need some more culture
yeah.
in Las Vegas.
We do.
Think about it. Our hotels actually show more art than the galleries.
That's
right.
I
know.
That's
and
right.
We, you know, that's got to turn around because
yes.
we've got so many wonderful people here that we can connect to that do beautiful art, and you're one of them, of course. But I want to thank you so much for coming on today. You're a delight, and we love having you on. We'd love to have you as a regular. Come on and talk about new things happening in the community, what you're doing in the future, and, you know, always keep in touch with me and show me things that you're doing new that may fit into who knows what on a project. So
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Can I tell everyone my website
yes,
so they
sir,
can check out my
do.
Artwork?
Please do.
It's Red Lime, like the fruit lime, redlimeart.com.
Okay, redlimeart.com. You could find Dean Rubino, our special guest today. Thank you so much, Dean.
Thanks,
and I'm looking
Dean.
Forward to seeing you again soon.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye,
okay,
Dean.
Bye-bye,
thank
Dean.
You.
Okay,
well,
Pam.
Leslie.
Yes.
I thought now we might address some of the questions that people have sent in to the website.
Yes, they have.
Regarding interior design.
Well,
I'm
going
to read one of them right now to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Somebody wrote in, I found the most wonderful floral print for my bedroom.
Okay.
It is large and colorful fabric. I just don't know where to put it. Should it be on the windows or on the bed or both? The
right.
room is blank right now. I still need furniture. And also, I don't want to buy a bedroom set. Set. I don't like a predictable look. What can I do?
Okay, this is a big question.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of questions. Okay,
well, address the floral print.
Yeah, let's do the floral print. Yeah. First of all, I love the fact that you love color and you love prints. That's got me excited already. And florals, you know, are wonderful. They are just absolutely beautiful. There's an old way of puffing up florals on a solid background with quilting, and it's called trapunto. And actually what it is they do a stitching around each flower to make the flower kind of poof up. So if you want to do a bedspread of sorts or a coverlid or comforter, you can have the seamstress do what's called trapunto. And it's a lovely, lovely way of quilting. So it makes those flowers really stand out well. The prints, I'm not a person that likes tons of print in a room. I like to mix it with tinier prints or stripes. And if you have a man in the room, you're a woman, you have a man in the room with you, he's not going to want to be surrounded by flowers probably because it'll freak him out. So we don't want to freak him out. So we'll give him some stripes or a plaid or some solids or some textures that would look wonderful with that.
Where would you put the large floral print?
I think the bedspread would be great, but maybe do a neutral on the windows. And, you know, you can add a throw pillow or two on a chair in the room with maybe repeating that print. And maybe do the floral on one side of the pillow and a stripe on the other side.
Uh-huh.
So you can kind of reverse it a little bit. And you can also do that on your coverlet. You can make one side stripe, one side floral.
Or even use a solid.
Exactly.
Color.
So when you get sick of the print, you go, oh, I have another option. I could flip it over and it could be a stripe or a solid, which is very versatile.
So if she doesn't want a predictable look, he
right.
or she, I'm not sure who wrote this, but if she doesn't want a predictable look, what else could you do to make it less predictable?
Well, bedroom set. I know she put that in quotes
yes.
to you. And bedroom set is kind of an older way of decorating. A lot of designers now don't use a bedroom set. And if you look through some very popular magazines like Veranda and Southern Living and Metropolitan Home and Elle Decor, which I recommend, and Architectural Digest, which is way out there, but we'll talk about that at another point. But some of those magazines, they rarely show matching pieces of furniture in a room.
Anymore.
Yeah, because right. it's kind of redundant. You know, it's like, oh, that matches that, matches that, matches that. And it gets kind of boring.
So mix and match.
Yeah. So uh-huh. I say, how about an upholstered headboard that's so comfortable and cozy? And the thing I like about upholstered headboards is that if you're a reader and you like to take your laptop to bed with you or your favorite book, you can prop yourself up with that soft upholstered headboard and not have wood behind you or brass where you fall through the cracks of the brass. That's always fun. Your pillows get stuck in there. I hate that. So it's really fun to just make yourself really comfortable in your bedroom. I always look at my bedroom as a retreat. That's how I think when I go in my room. I want it to be soft and cozy and warm, and I could take my coffee in there and, you know, watch a little TV, play around on my laptop. That's what I like
oh,
in my bedroom.
Makes me want to
I know I want
right
to nap
now.
Right now. So that's kind of the look I think you should do. And you can always mix a mirrored night table with a wood night table. That's cool too. I mean,
absolutely.
That's an amazing look. So you can do that. Add maybe do a wood floor in your bedroom with an area rug under the bed, you know, in front of the bed and a little bit on the sides. Maybe add a fake fireplace to the room, mm-hmm. which there are many out there. You can get a lot of warmth from that. So there's so many ways you can make a bedroom look very beautiful today without going to a store and just buying A matches B matches C matches D.
Of course,
And closets too, Pam. A lot of people don't need armoires or dressers anymore. So
okay.
they use their closets to put all their things in with the shelves and all that good
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Well, let's go on to a question, or the next one that was written in. The question was, I am a bachelor. And I don't want my place to look so masculine. Right now, I have brown leather chairs and a sofa and no color in the room. I'm open to add another color, and I can paint the walls also. My floors are a neutral tile, and I have vertical blinds on the windows. This sounds like a typical man. Yeah. Any suggestions he
this
asks?
This sounds like about 20 people I've worked for.
There you go.
Well, guys are great, but, you know, this isn't what they think about. We're the nesters. Most guys aren't really into it unless they're like Dean, who's an artist. But most guys will say, oh, brown or black leather looks great. I would just get that.
Right.
You know, and it looks comfortable.
But
it's
he doesn't
you know.
Want his place to look so masculine.
Yeah,
and
I understand that because if he has visitors that, you know, some women and some men, he wants it to be a little more versatile. So I'd say if the furniture isn't new and you've used it for quite a while, maybe it's an idea to get a beautiful chenille type fabric on a new sofa and a couple of chairs in a color. Maybe do something like a really deep burgundy or a nice rich moss green, which is kind of not too masculine, not too feminine. It's right
but
in the middle.
If his chairs and sofa are mm-hmm. relatively new and he doesn't want to replace them, what else can he do to make it look
we
less masculine?
We can do wonderful throw pillows, and we can bring
okay.
a lot of color in with throw pillows and maybe a cornice box, which is a padded box with fabric above his vertical blinds, just to add some color. And we can pull some great things off. Maybe an amazing printed area rug. It could be abstract. It could be any kind of
neutral tile floors.
Yeah, you need
that
something.
Spice that up.
And the rug also gives a lot of warmth to the room. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have that, you know, sterile feel and that echoing in the
sure,
house.
Sure,
you know, which we hate. I mean, we want it to be soft. And
maybe we could bring in an ottoman or something
yeah,
too that was
rolling
in a
ottoman.
Fabric color or
beautiful.
Something.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Or possibly use that as
a coffee table. Put a tray on it for drinks,
yeah.
Which is great too.
Uh-huh.
So there's always so many options. But, you know, he's right to change that up a little bit because people, you know, it's too sterile an environment. And, of course, some art would be lovely, colorful art.
There you go.
And paint.
Also, you said painting. He was open to painting and adding another color.
Right. So once you pick your fabrics out, I would say the next step would be to pick a great paint color that works with the fabrics. You know, something neutral but warm. You know, like a warm cream.
For the walls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a great
mm-hmm.
look. So
wonderful.
I think that pretty much answers most of his
you
question.
Bet. Well, the next question that was sent in is, I love outdoor living spaces. How do I make my backyard look like an extension of my family room?
Well, this is a beautiful one. We have gorgeous weather in Las Vegas, and I'm a resident for a long time, and I've lived a lot of my life here outside with the barbecue grill, the pool, inviting friends over for drinks. It's just so fun out there, and I really think you should do an extension of your living room out there and maybe do some really comfortable furniture. It can be teak. It could be wicker. It could be wrought iron, and do some colorful cushions around the pool, just really comfortable, colorful cushions. Do maybe some draperies on your overhang on the back,
right.
Which you can tie back, and
oh,
they
that's such
look
a beautiful
great.
Look.
The
stunning.
Hotels do them,
stunning.
And they're awesome. And they
like
also
it looks reminds you of a cabana. Area.
Yeah, it's like a cabana,
uh-huh.
And it's
right.
like your own private cabana, which I love. And I like a bar set up outside. Somebody should always be mixing drinks and having a good time. So we're going to take a break at the moment, and you're listening to Leslie, and I'm with Home Sweet Home. My company is Town Center Interior Design, and we'll be right back.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email her at leslieallovell@gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. Whether you're a hard-working, busy executive or a retiree looking to enjoy the good life, at your service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks from decorating for the holidays, planning and preparing for a special event, to managing your daily lifestyle with tasks such as organizing your home and office, shopping, errand running, and meal preparation. Let At Your Service in Summerlin provide you with high-quality, professional personal services. At Your Service in Summerlin is proud to extend the red carpet to all of its clients. The task could be as simple as setting an appointment or as complex as planning a black tie affair. Make all of the hours in your day count. Call today for more information. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012, 702-330-3012. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design and hosted by Leslie Lovell. Call us at 731-1230. Now, here's Leslie.
Hi. Pam Adams, and she had one more question that a person wrote in on our website, so I'm ready for that, Pam.
Okay. That question is, what is this boutique hotel look everyone is talking about? Is this already outdated?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't want to knock any hotels. No, I won't do that. I love the boutique look. And what it means to me, okay, it's a pretty contemporary look. It's very sleek, very clean, kind of chromey, nickely handles on all the, you know, on the dressers and the nightstands. The headboards are usually upholstered. The sheeting and bedding is very crisp white or cream linen, which is absolutely gorgeous. And a lot of the times it's monogrammed. The bed coverings are just very, very soft and crunchy and cozy, and it really, really feels good. So I think the boutique look is about comfort, and it's about crisp linens. It's about feeling luxurious. The furniture is very sleek lined. It has very comfortable sofas and chairs in the room, kind of cubicle-like tables most of the time, flat screen TVs. So when you're in the room, you feel like you're in a really contemporary space in a nice environment. Color is very neutral, actually. They don't do too much color, except in the art on the walls. They will introduce color.
So this look is pretty much a personal choice, but it's not necessarily outdated, is it?
No, not really. I mean, this hotel started to do it years ago, and I think they were just trying to attract a younger base of client, because the younger folks like that real contemporary sleek look as opposed to a very traditional feel. So I think that's what it's about.
Okay, I wanted to tell the audience that we're not actually taking call-in callers at this time, but please feel free. We'd love to get your questions and comments. Feel free to write into the website, which is www.towncenterdesign.com. And who knows, next week you will probably hear your question answered on the air.
That would be great. That'd be great. And you can reach me at leslieaLovell@gmail.com. for a question also. So you can get in touch with me that way, and I will answer your questions on the show, which will be great. I did find an article that kind of excited me yesterday. I was looking through one of my magazines that I read every month, and I do a lot of research. And the research I found was on a thing called toile de jouy. I don't know if any of you have heard that term before.
That's basically toile, right?
Yeah, it's toile fabric. And it's spelled T-O-I-L-E and then a space and then D-E and then a space J-O-U-Y.
Now, I've never heard of the second and third words, de jouy. Yeah, do you know what that actually
means? I do.
Means?
It means toils of joy.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, and the French are very fancy schmancy, so they come up with all this stuff.
Well, everybody knows toile, I think.
Yes, yes.
And how do we describe that to the audience?
Well, toile is a fabric that's usually a two-color, a lot of background color, and then one color on top of it. And
it's a classic French pattern,
is that
right?
It's a classic French pattern, and Marie Antoinette first wrapped herself in this in her royal abode. And we know what happened to Marie. Not good. Not good. But the classic patterns were said to chronicle real landscapes and shepherdesses and battles and a sort of 18th century French reality inspired by Louis the 16th. So it's really an amazing an amazing look. This article is just so fun, and it tells you all the different places to buy this toile de jouy. But I do have catalogs and samples in my showroom to show. So if anybody's interested in doing this pattern, it's a great pattern for bedrooms. It just is amazing. It's
and
so
it can
so
come
pretty.
In a lot of colors.
Oh my
isn't
gosh!
That right?
Yeah, there's all different shades:
red, and, blue, black,
bronzes on beige. I mean, they just do an amazing job with the toiles.
And you can mix and match.
You
this,
can.
Is that right?
And they look great with stripes, by the way.
Oh,
thin
great.
Parallel stripes. They look amazing with that.
I went to a party recently, and it was a I think Christmas tea, and the one of the ladies serving had on a toile apron. I just
Get
thought it
out.
Looked so
oh,
beautiful.
Oh, that is so cute.
Absolutely.
They're doing that a lot with the black and white.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Right.
You know, toaster covers and all that jazz.
Very
and
nice.
Pot holders. And so anyway, we're kind of wrapping up our show now, and I think next week we'll have a surprise guest, but I don't want to say who it is yet because
Not sure he'll be locked in.
But he's a really cool guy in town, so we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're going to have some very exciting guests on this
we
show.
We are. And we also want to thank again Dean Rubino, and to please get in touch with him. And if you need to get his website, you can always call me or get to me. So that would be a good thing. Anyway, have a great day. This is Leslie Lovell and Pam Adams signing off. Home sweet home.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
Weather is brought to you by Garmin. Today, sunny, high 72, low 43. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with gusts 30 miles per hour, high 71, low 43, with a 40% chance of evening showers. Give a Garmin. Someone you know needs one. Give them a Garmin Newbie with free lifetime map and traffic updates. Limitations apply. Get all the details at Garmin.com.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back.
I felt that one way up here.
It's the NFL on KLAV. All season long. Hard hitting. Pulse pounding. In your face football. And your favorite teams are right here. Jets, Bears, Chiefs, Browns, Texans, Patriots, and Raiders. It's the NFL on KLAV. Brought to you exclusively by Dollar Loan Center. Visit them at don'tbebroke.com. And keep it right here for dates and times of your favorite games. The NFL Dollar Loan Center and KLAV. This is gonna be good.
Just win, baby.
Hi, I'm Duke Liberatore.
And I'm Dr. Jan McBaron.
We are a husband and wife team.
And together we host the number one health talk show in the nation,
Duke and the Doctor.
You can hear our show weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on KLAV 1230 a.m.
We'll discuss up-to-date health news, give away gifts, share in a laugh or two, and answer health questions from our callers.
Don't miss Stay Healthy Las Vegas with Jeff Burke from 8 to 9 a.m. Feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you tune in to Duke and the Doctor.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLAV.
VegasHotspots.com presents the Hothead Happy Hour with your host, Brett Feinstein. Hey, that's me. Join us every Friday night from 7 to 8 for an hour of the best advice you can ever get about the Las Vegas nightlife and entertainment scene. And you can even call in to voice your very own opinions. We are Las Vegas's number one resource for partying VIP. VegasHotspots.com. We know Vegas. Now, we want to know you.
My name is Dr. Thormonji, and I'm inviting you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. for our new show called The Three T's of Health with Dr. Thormonji. This is a show that will educate, inspire, and reveal the truths about where health comes from, how you lose it, and how you can regain it. The three T's are trauma or structural stress, toxins or chemical stress, and thoughts or emotional stress. You'll find out how they get out of balance and what you need to rebalance them so you can live a pain-free life. So join me every Friday at 2 p.m. for our show, The Three T's of Health with Dr. Thormonji.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join us for the Las Vegas German Show, the only German show in Nevada. The Las Vegas German Show entertains you with German music, as well as news and commentary about events related to Germany. It's a little slice of home for the tens of thousands of German-Americans in Las Vegas. It's Oktoberfest all the time this Sunday morning at 9. It's the Las Vegas German Show, only on KLAV.
Hi, this is Vandana Chima of Exit Realty Chima Group. Join Brandon Roberts and I every Thursday at 11 a.m. on KLAV for our show, Real Estate Exposed, the Exit Realty Radio Show, where we discuss all things real estate, including foreclosures, short sales, loan modification, credit restoration, how to buy at the auction, and much, much more. Listen every Thursday at 11 a.m. to the Real Estate Exposed Show on KLAV 1230 a.m.
Hey Las Vegas, Dollar Loan Center is sponsoring the Oakland Raider games this season during the broadcast on KLAV. And for every touchdown that the Raiders score during the regular season,
you're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.